I am honored and pleased to have in studio lead singer Stephen Butler. Good morning. Well, let's hear some more of your music. You got anything in mind particular here that we could play?
Yeah, why don't you, we do have something coming up, and I emailed this Hollywood producer, Russ Emanuel, and he's got a film coming out next year with 8 Smash Palace songs in them.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, so when he heard I was going to be on the show, he said, make sure you talk to Karen about the movie that's coming up.
Okay, so
and the movie's called Chasing the Green.
And is that going to be out like in major?
Yeah. It's like Hollywood will have a theatrical release, which a lot of movies, which I didn't realize this, over half of the movies that come out do not go to theaters. They go directly to DVD.
So this is actually going to the theater.
Yeah, this is going
Chasing
to theaters.
Chasing the Green,
a Russ Emanuel film.
Is it about golf by any chance?
No, it's actually about, I think it's about these, if I'm not mistaken, if I can remember two brothers. And they make a lot of money in their early 20s, and something like with the government tries to take it away, and it's a romantic mystery thriller type of film with 8 Smash Palace songs in it. It's got to be good if it's got that many Smash Palace songs.
Now, which
songs
CD
in it.
Is this on then?
Well, you could play if you have. Do you have Unlocked over there? The CD on.
Let me.
It's got color. It's a color cover.
This one.
Yes.
Oh, yes. And I these are some newer ones that I've been.
Yeah.
Well, to me, they're new anyway.
And I think if I can see the cover.
Oh, this one, Mark?
Yeah. I'll tell you one of the.
Oops.
One of the featured.
On the movie.
Chasing
the Green.
Yeah, you could go to track number 5. Tell me what it takes.
Okay. And this will be one of the 8
in
the movie.
Yeah.
That's great.
This will actually be in it twice. They're going to use it once as an instrumental track and then once as a full-blown song with the lyrics. And
does getting your songs in a movie help you make some bucks?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's kind of where a lot of bands are going these days, because a lot of times, like I said, the radio play, I think it's, who was I reading about? AC/DC. They have a new CD that's out, and it really doesn't get much play on the radio. People go and buy it exclusively at Walmart, but people are doing a lot of non-traditional things. And the film industry is one of the, this guy Steve Scharf in New York, who represents the band and gets our songs placed.
How did Russ Emanuel then? I mean,
there was a guy that's involved in the film with the actually a producer who was familiar with Smash Palace and just had that CD that you have in your hands and really liked it a lot and listened to it all the time and decided he was going to use these songs in a film. So a lot of times it's luck.
Yeah.
You got to be ready when it comes, but a lot of it is sheer luck.
This will be the preview before the movie of Tell Me What It Takes. It'll begin Chasing the Green.
Love that's gonna last forever.
tune to be heard on the movie Chasing the Green by Russ Emanuel, right?
Yes, yes, indeed. I was told by the producer of this movie that I had to give it a plug.
Hey, absolutely. And when did you say that was going to come out again?
It's coming out next year. I really
in theaters.
Did. In theaters. It's a theatrical release. Yeah.
And so it's 8 of the songs off of Smash Palace's Unlocked CD.
Yeah, I think most of them are from that, but I think he also picked
a couple
from a newer one too. So
well, this is a great CD. Actually, this is one that's newer. Actually, Miriam sent me this one that I hadn't had this one before. This was put out in what year was it?
I think it's 2001.
Okay, so it's been around a little bit.
Yeah.
But you said somebody knew about it and they liked it, and this is actually going to be released in theaters, which I think is just really neat. It's not just going to DVD and.
Yeah, which it sure, that's always a fun thing. I mean, I've never had that experience of going to a movie theater and watching a movie and hearing your songs in the background.
Have you ever had any connections to any TV shows? You know, like a lot of them, like Grey's Anatomy. I mean, that's how I notice a lot of the independent songs, singer-songwriters we play, sometimes all of a sudden I'll like be hearing like snippets of theirs on those kinds of shows. I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. So, I mean, how does one get connected with that? Is that just a sort of a luck thing too?
It's a luck thing, and it's a lot of it's connections.
Okay.
I mean, if you're signed to Warner Brothers Records, let's say,
mm-hmm.
Warner Brothers will have someone sitting at a desk in the licensing department that literally makes phone calls to every producer, director, television show, movie company all day long. That's their job.
Wow.
To get placements. So something I think we were talking about off air, when I did my first record in 1980, I remember the head of Columbia Records complaining and saying, oh, there's 2,000 records that came out this year. That's unbelievable. 2,000
records. In 1980, yeah.
Yeah. Last year, there was almost 40,000 records. So
amazing.
You have, there's so much music, and everybody's, trying to shout above the din just to get, heard. So a movie placement or a television placement really helps. I've never had anything in television before.
Not
had a couple
yet.
Things and get a couple not yet. See, that's the right way to think.
So maybe we'll be hearing more. And on our program Minnesota Morning, every Friday we have a movie review with a movie reviewer that's been doing it for years. And so when that comes out, I'm going to have to tell him he has to go and do that, and at least say that the songs are great. If the movie,
it's going to be a wonderful movie. I'm sure it's going to be a wonderful movie, and the songs are going to work perfectly.
Chasing the Green. Well,
Chasing
I'm sure that'll be an experience for you, a new one, and so it'll be kind of exciting to see how it goes.